German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle became the first member of the German federal government to visit the Gaza Strip since 2006. Upon his arrival via the Israeli-controlled Erez crossing, Westerwelle toured a girls' school run by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinians in the Near East, UNRWA. The minister called for the lifting of the siege and for the release of captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, but did not mention anything about thousands of Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails.
Blockade of Gaza is, from our point of view, a support to extremism, and it weakens the moderate forces in the region. And we have a clear opinion, Gaza is part of the two-state solution, and this is what we are working for.
While in Israel, he urged officials there to allow exports out of the territory, saying it was also the position of the European Union. On the stalled direct talks, Westerwelle said the region could not afford gridlock and renewed a European call for Israel to halt settlement construction in the occupied West Bank.
Such visits to Gaza are of high importance, especially when visiting Western officials call on Israel to lift the siege and allow the reconstruction of Gaza.
Israel first imposed a siege on the Gaza Strip in June 2006, but tightened it a year later when Hamas took control of the territory. The international outcry following the Israeli deadly attack on the Gaza-bound aid flotilla forced Israel to relax the siege, but still exports and people travel are not allowed. The naval blockade is in place, and import of raw and construction materials are restricted. Many top world officials have paid rare visits to the impoverished Gaza and voiced their concerns over their situation here, and have also called on Israel to lift the siege. However, Gazans say the land, sea, and air blockade still continues. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.